With Montana News, I'm Sean Robb. Montana officials want to triple the number of wolves hunters and trappers can kill in the area bordering Yellowstone National Park. The proposal would increase the annual quota in a hunting district near Gardner from 2 wolves to 6. That's almost one-third of the area's wolves. It follows complaints from park scientists that even under a smaller quota, too many wolves were being killed once they stepped into Montana. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks spokesman Ron Ozheim says the agency has heard concerns from outfitters that the predators kill too many elk. He says the higher quota would stabilize but not reduce the wolf population around Gardner. There's no limit on how many wolves can be killed statewide. Hunters and trappers harvested 210 of the animals during the 2015 season. Officials say a spring storm dumped up to 20 inches of snow in the mountains and briefly knocked out power to tens of thousands of people across Montana. A Northwestern Energy spokesman says about 30,000 homes and businesses in Bozeman were without electricity for less than 2 hours this morning as the storm swept through. The night before, the storm knocked out power to customers in Phillipsburg and Judith Gap. Northwestern says there are pockets of smaller outages scattered across central and southwestern Montana. Retired State Judge Ed McLean chastised the Missoula County Attorney for seeking an immediate ruling on a motion to dismiss the case against Cody Marble, who was convicted of raping a fellow inmate at the Juvenile Detention Center in Missoula in 2002. Kristen Papps filed the initial motion in April, saying the complaint and two other witnesses had recanted their testimony and jail staff said the rape couldn't have happened as reported. Revenue flowing into Montana's coffers have slowed over the past 3 months, prompting concern from the Capitol to city halls across the state. The state's general fund is nearly 4% behind projections, and oil and gas tax receipts are down by more than half. The slowdown amounts to more than $67 million the government had counted on. State Budget Director Dan Villa says he isn't overly alarmed by the shortfall and that enough money remains in reserves to cover fluctuations in revenue. But he says a hiring freeze is in place at the Department of Transportation, which relies heavily on the state gas tax to fund operations. The revenue declines mean greater scrutiny on expenses and could intensify budget debates during next year's legislative session. A coalition of Blackfeet cultural leaders, local community members, and conservationists today filed a request to intervene in the lawsuit against a gas and oil drilling ban in the Badger 2 Medicine area. Earlier this year, the U.S. Interior Department voided a permit to drill there held by a Louisiana company that was awarded during the Reagan administration. It was suspended soon after President Clinton took office, and the company, Solenex, sued to have its permit restored, but a federal judge allowed Interior to cancel the company's right to drill. Now Solenex is suing Interior over the cancellation. Today, the Pekani Traditionalist Association and others filed for intervenor status, saying guardians of Blackfeet culture never had a chance to weigh in when the drilling rights were issued in 1982. The environmental law firm Earth Justice made the filing today on behalf of the association, Blackfeet Headwaters Alliance, Glacier 2 Medicine Alliance, Montana Wilderness Association, National Parks Conservation Association, and the Wilderness Society. Missoula drivers will be feeling the burn around town tomorrow afternoon. Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders will be hosting a rally in Karis Park, prompting road closures all around downtown Missoula. The Higgins Bridge West Sidewalk, Karis Drive, and the parking lot under the bridge will be closed from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. The outside southbound lane of the Higgins Bridge and the riverfront trail from Karis Park to the bridge will be closed from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sections of Ryman Street and Patty Street will be closed for most of the day. The Missoula Police Department encourage people attending the event to park at the Place and Central Park parking structures. For a full list of road closures and restrictions, check out our website at mtpr.org. The body of a missing Butte man has been found in the Jefferson River just east of Cardwell. Madison County Sheriff Roger Thompson tells the Montana Standard that a Whitehall area resident spotted what appeared to be a body floating in the river at about 8:45 a.m. this morning. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks personnel recovered the body of 60-year-old Cole Bowler. Bowler was last seen early on April 30th at a campsite near the Jefferson River north of Twin Bridges. His shoes were found on the riverbank. Search and rescue teams looked for him for days. After an intensive effort on Saturday, Thompson had suspended the recovery effort. Bowler's cause of death is still under investigation. The controversy over the federal government's proposal to remove grizzly bears from the endangered species list in the Yellowstone ecosystem is pushing thousands to speak out. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
Hours before the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service closed public comment for the delisting of the bear on Tuesday, over 5,000 comments had stacked up. Some voiced support for delisting. One comment reads, "Please delist the grizzly. The population is stable and in fact increasing. please do not bow to political and emotionally based rhetoric. Others, like Louisa Wilcox, think delisting the grizzly now would be a terrible idea. Wilcox, founder of the advocacy group Grizzly Times, was cramming to finish her more than 50-page comment before the deadline Tuesday at 10 p.m.
I'm trying to address some of the policy problems and logical inconsistencies and incoherence of the rule. It just doesn't make a lot of sense.
She says the federal government's proposal doesn't add up with the science. Her husband, a former grizzly bear researcher, has submitted more than 70 pages. He says Yellowstone's grizzly population remains at serious risk due to climate change.
Yellowstone grizzly bears are too vulnerable, too precious, too few, and too isolated to be delisted at this juncture.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says the proposal to delist is in response to the successful recovery of one of the nation's most iconic animals. The grizzly bear population has rebounded from as few bears as 136 in 1975 to an estimated 700 to 1,000 today. In anticipation of delisting, Montana's Fish and Wildlife Commission is preparing grizzly bear hunting rules. They'll take those up in Helena on Thursday. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
And I'm Sean Robb. Thanks for listening.